Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Mom Mindset. Today, we are diving into something super important, reconnecting with your inner self after a breakdown. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-help episode, hear me out. We've all been there, right? That moment when life throws a curveball, or maybe it's just a constant barrage of stress, and suddenly you feel completely disconnected from yourself. Like that amazing, capable woman who knows what she wants and how to get it is hiding under a pile of laundry and half-eaten cereal bowls. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. You can find her again. You can reconnect with that inner compass, that spark of joy, and rediscover your strength. And today, I'm going to give you some practical tips on how to do just that. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, let's be honest, probably coffee, and get ready to reclaim your power. Let's talk about five key things to focus on when trying to reconnect with your inner self after a breakdown. First off, prioritize self-care. I know, it sounds cliche, but seriously, this is non-negotiable. Think of self-care as fuel for your soul. It's not selfish, it's essential. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, a long walk, a dance party in your living room, whatever. And carve out time for activities that bring you joy. Next up, practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race a million miles an hour? It's like a hamster on a wheel, going nowhere fast. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, feeling your feet on the ground, noticing the sound of your breath, savoring a cup of tea. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. Number 3. Embrace your feelings. Bottling things up only makes them explode later. It's okay to feel sad, angry, frustrated, whatever comes up. Acknowledge those emotions, let yourself cry it out if you need to, and then try to understand what they are telling you. Often, these feelings can be a guidepost, pointing you towards something that needs your attention. 4. Set healthy boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your energy and sanity. Learn to say no to things that drain you, prioritize your commitments, and create space for activities that nourish your soul. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Finally, connect with your values. What truly matters to you? What are your core beliefs and principles? When you align your actions with your values, you feel a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Think about what brings meaning to your life and make choices that reflect those values. Now, let's bring it all together with the real-world example. Picture this. You're juggling work, kids' household chores, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care. Then, bam. Something unexpected happens, a deadline gets moved up, the dog eats your homework, metaphorically speaking, of course, or you just have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. You feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and completely disconnected from yourself. Sound familiar? What do you do? Do you spiral into negativity, blame yourself, or just try to power through? Or do you take a step back, acknowledge your feelings, and prioritize self-care? Maybe you take a walk in nature, call a friend for support, or even just have a long, hot bath. By consciously choosing to reconnect with yourself during those challenging moments, you can regain your sense of balance and navigate the storm with more grace. Remember, it's okay to ask for help, to take breaks, and to prioritize your well-being. So here's what we've learned today. Reconnecting with your inner self after a breakdown is about making conscious choices to nourish yourself. Find moments of peace, embrace your feelings, set healthy boundaries, and live in alignment with your values. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to reconnect with your inner self? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this amazing journey. Remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.